I thought it was quite flat today, to be perfectly honest. First and foremost, no making any stand here making any excuses. It was a poor day all round for us. I thought, in terms of, you know, Montrose side, that were very well organised, very industrious, you know, and very physical. So they were, and that is something that we've got to handle better. I can understand at times throughout a game, you're not going to get it your own way, you know, and opposition laying a plate for you. But we've got to work harder, and I felt that, particularly in the first half, you know, we didn't win, never mind my first ball, we never won any second balls either. Neither we did. And I think, you know, it really makes a difference, and it's evident to us that when we don't put our foot on the ball, you know, we become very, very ordinary. So we do. So that is something that we've got to take a great bit of greater care on. And then to lose the goals at the stage that we did, Martin, you know, I think when the defender gets cuts inside them there, I think you've just got to give, you know, the opportunity, put your hands up and give him an opportunity to be a good, you're a top goalkeeper and another couple of defenders. So he, it's a stonewaller, you know, so it is. So that's a poor decision. And then once again, that we knew in the homework that we've done in Montrose, that they were a very good counter-attacking side, and you've seen that in abundance, particularly in the second goal. Second half, you come out there and we knew that they would try and frustrate, they would try and slow things down. And I just think, you know, overall, although we had a lot of possession even in the second half, and we had a few little flurries, tried everything that we could, you know, in terms of even putting bigger ones up top, different balls coming in, nothing fell for us. I thought, to be perfectly honest, I thought we should have a stonewall penalty, perhaps even two, where there's a jersey getting pulled. So day ones sometimes go for you, sometimes don't, so they do, but unfortunately today they didn't go for us. But over the piece, I thought Montrose thoroughly deserved their victory, and it's disappointing because we've made this place a fortress, and as I said there, not making any excuses, you know, I can take it on the chin, but not to turn up and compete in the way that I know the boys can, particularly in the first half. That was the biggest disappointment for me today.
And sometimes, Danny, players that are not playing are better players than they are when they are playing. But I think the case with David Goodwillie, he was missed big time.
Listen, I think you can look at that, and it's always easy to speak about, you know, when David's not in the side. Any team, particularly for the Championship, downwards, you know, would certainly miss a David Goodwillie. And whether he would have made that difference in that today, you know, I would rather he was with us, you know, than without. And as I said, that is one positive now, that David's suspension's up. You know, and we look forward to getting him back. But as I said there, you know, there was too many today, that very unlike that you get so many players having a particularly off day at the one time. But as I says, I can't be too harsh in the group, other than the disappointments that I've given you. Because they've been absolutely fantastic of late. So they have, and I think it's very, very easy. You know, I could even, the standards and the expectations that we now set at this football club, I could even hear it for the fans in the first half. You know, we've got to have a wee bit of understanding, and the players are only human beings also. You know, everybody has a bad day at the office at some stage. Unfortunately, we had too many.
That's the first quarter over now. You've had the chance to see Clyde against everybody now. How do you assess the season so far?
Yeah, I think we've fitted in and floated into, thanks again, floated in very well. You know, we now get a bit of a better understanding what this league's all about, the opposition that's in it. And if I'm honestly look back at it, you know, I certainly believe that we should be probably another 4 points better off. But that's not the case. We are where we are, and as I said there, round two, you know, coming up, it's still very early on in the season there, and it now gives us a good understanding, you know, what every team is. I mean, they're today, I thought, out of all the teams, you know, Montrose come, they're the most physical team that we've played, so they have, and they made it difficult, and that is something that we've got to, next time round, be ready for that challenge.
Can we break next week with Arbroath?
We have the cup, the Tunnocks Tea Cake Cup, No, what was it called?
Tunnock's Caramel Wafer.
The Tunnock's Caramel Wafer Cup. So that gives us a little break, and as I said, it'd be nice to get David Goodwillie back and get him some minutes after a 2 week absence there. But you know, we'll go up there, you know, and look to get ourselves into the next round of that cup. But you know, there's a very, very good Arbroath side who's had equally as good a, you know, start in the championship. You know, and we know it'll be a very, very difficult game for us.
Just final, how's John Ratton coming on?
Slowly. He goes to see the specialist next week, the 14th, I think. John is in set to see the specialist there. So there's talk about, you know, a screw to be removed that is causing John a little bit of discomfort at this minute in time. So hopefully after that, won't be too long, but we'll probably wait longer on the appointment.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. Cheers.